The rule would let operators lengthen the pipes that remove liquid waste from landfills. Right now, those pipes can be no more than 1,200 feet. This plan would let them expand to 2,000 feet. Staff with the state's Department of Natural Resources say landfill engineering has improved enough to do this safely. Environmental groups are more cautious. Toral Jha, with the Madison-based Grassroots Recycling Network, says these pipes have a tendency to clog over time, and operators have a terrible record of repairing them. She also says people who live around these sites will get more than they bargained for when landfill mounds grow up to 100 feet higher. Jha says the state should be focusing more on composting or recycling, programs that reduce the amount of waste Wisconsin stores in landfills.
Building larger landfills certainly is not going to provide incentive for the state to start moving in that direction.
But Waste Management of Wisconsin spokesperson Lynn Morgan says that won't be the effect of letting landfills get bigger.
That doesn't mean that it's easier to throw away garbage or that there's more garbage. It means that you need fewer landfills to handle the same amount of garbage.
Morgan says current restrictions on landfill size artificially inflate the cost of handling garbage. She also says the pipes in landfills are designed so that wastewater can flow even if pipes get partially blocked. The DNR will hold a hearing on this plan Wednesday in St. Point. It will accept public comment on the idea until mid-September. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.